since 2005. You're listening to Gamertag Radio with your hosts, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 1235. Welcome to the party. This is your host, Danny Pena. And also joining me, we have Paris Lilly. Paris, what's up, man?
What is going on, man?
Not here, man. Welcome to the Portal Party. I know we're going to be talking about that. Portal RTX. Shout out to NVIDIA for sending us review codes. And also, they sent you a package, right?
Yes, they sent me an invite to the Portal Party, which, if you're listening to this now, has already happened on NVIDIA. NVIDIA and Kind of Funny's Twitch channels. But yeah, they debuted Portal with RTX and excited to talk about it.
Definitely, definitely. Now, we're going to talk about it, Paris. I'm not, look, you know me, I'm not the PC specs guy. But when I play a game, I can tell the difference once I, you know, put the settings, max settings and everything like that. I finally got to play Portal RTX, which, if you play the original Portal, you already know it's a classic. Love the story, love the puzzles, but graphically it looks a lot different, Paris. A lot different, and that was one of the things that I noticed too. I know you could switch if you want to go back to the old version to see the difference. Yeah, it looks amazing. With that, so let's talk about that, Paris. So what is it? I know you have notes. There's a lot of things you want to talk about. Let's go from there. The difference between the original Portal and this one, the RTX version.
All right, so let's be crystal clear up front on this. This is a sponsored segment by NVIDIA, so do want to thank NVIDIA for this opportunity, but they specifically wanted us to be able to play Portal with RTX and be able to kind of talk about some of the differences between the original Portal that we all know and love from 2007. So this is Portal with full ray tracing added to the game. And when we talk about full ray tracing, we're talking about path tracing. So that is a GPU intensive form of ray tracing that unifies all lighting effects such as shadows, reflections, global illumination, refractions, and more into a single ray tracing algorithm. So basically, every shadow lighting that you see in Portal RTX is using this path tracing, this full ray tracing. And this is very compute intensive, GPU intensive. So even with me using an RTX 4090, you're thinking, it's Portal, 2007 game. How intensive could this be? But the fact that they're including this path tracing into everything that you see in the game now, right? It's very graphically intensive, GPU intensive. So even with my RTX 4090, with DLSS 3 enabled, I mean, I'm doing 4K at 100 frames, but I turn that off. I mean, we're dropping under 60 frames here. We're talking into the 30 or 40 percentile of frame rate for Portal with RTX, because that's just how much having this path tracing enabled takes up with the game. Now, from a visual standpoint, beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. There's even a secret menu. And I won't give it up too much, but you can change the way that your companion cube and the weighted cubes look in the game. You can change them in the different forms. And this also kind of highlights the various forms of the lighting that you have with this path tracing in Portal RTX. And just to kind of talk about this really quick. Mm-hmm. This is using NVIDIA RTX Direct Illumination. It's using NVIDIA Reservoir Spatio Temporal Importance Resampling Global Illumination, and it is using NVIDIA real-time denoisers. So when you combine all this together, along with DLSS 3, you know, you're still getting the performance. And again, we're talking the 40 series cards. Like, you have the RTX 4080, I have the RTX 4090. So with these two cards, we're still able to play at 4K with this full ray tracing enabled, path tracing enabled, you know, just the lighting and the effects that you're seeing in the Portal game that we all know and love. I mean, it almost transforms this into a brand new game. That's just how different this looks. And you'll see, and I'll put a video up, and I know if you watch the Portal Party, you've seen some of this already, but I'll put a video up just kind of showing you my experiences in there and some of the changes that I've seen compared to the original game. But it is absolutely gorgeous game. I mean, NVIDIA's internal team being able to work on this, because it wasn't Valve. NVIDIA did this themselves, being able to transform this game into a fully ray traced game is it's phenomenal. It is definitely a visual showcase when you think about the original Portal and just seeing the night and day difference with ray tracing enabled here on this level. It's fantastic.
Yeah. What were the things that the first thing to you that stood out the most while trying this game for the first time? Was it like the walls, the glasses, the cube when you're carrying it around? Was there anything that stood out to you at first? Because for me, was just the wall detail compared to the previous version.
Yeah, and let me also say this before I answer that. I mean, this is all using like NVIDIA's RTX Remix functionality, their Remix AI texture tools to be able to recreate and change all this. The thing that stands out to me the most, believe it or not, is when the switch that you have to put the weighted cubes on, you know, to like, you know, like drop something out of the ceiling or whatever. But that weighted cube now lights up. That was the thing that stood out to me the most. I was like, oh, man, this definitely looks different. And then I went back and turned ray tracing off and you just see the difference between the two. It was like, oh, wow, this really is a huge difference that you're seeing with that. But then, like I was saying before, if you go through, like you mentioned the walls and everything, but you go through and look at the companion cube and you look at some of the weighted cubes and you see that the way that lighting is reflecting off of those, that also stands out to me as well. You'll see the stairs as you're coming up them now. They're all lit up, right? Whereas if you go back and look at it with ray tracing off, you know, it's again, looks very dark, dull, but with the ray tracing on, it's fully illuminated and light and with the lighting when you're coming up there. So and you're probably thinking, listening to this, Portal, I mean, how much could this really be? You know, it's very white walls, textures, you're not going to see much, but that's the point. Now inside the walls, they're all illuminated, lit up. It really transforms these testing areas that GLaDOS is putting you through. And like I said, damn near gives you like a brand new experience. Again, none of the puzzles will change. This is still the original game that you played in 2007, but just adding in this path tracing, like I said, just gives it a new visual fidelity that you just were not expecting, you know, from a game like Portal. But for what it does for me is, yes, this is fantastic. Seeing this Portal RTX, I almost feel like this is almost like a test scenario for NVIDIA and other developers out there to be able to take advantage of these new RTX 40 series cards along with DLSS and integrate more full ray tracing into some other games. I will be fascinated to see what other games get a second look, and you'll see a developer go back and enable this in their games. And like I said, just give it that new fresh coat of paint by changing the lighting in it just everywhere. That, again, talking about the path tracing that's in here. I mean, this is like unprecedented levels of ray tracing that you're seeing in game. So I'm very excited to see the future of where this is going. But I will tell everybody now listening to this, number one, if you've never played the original Portal, go do it first and foremost. But even if you have played the original Portal, go grab this Portal RTX DLC. Again, it's on Steam. Just go ahead, grab the DLC on there. It is worth your time playing through this. I had fun time going back, jumping into those puzzles again. And as much as I thought I still remembered the puzzles and, oh, I can run through it. Like early on, I'm just running through stuff like, I know this, but some of the later puzzles, like, oh, wait a minute, I don't remember how this goes. And I had to think about it, right? You know, to do it again. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. And again, if you have one of these new 40 series cards, take advantage of DLSS 3 with this path tracing, this full ray tracing that you have in a game like Portal RTX. It's a stunner. It's a visual showcase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, one of the things also that stood out to me too is, you know, the button where it helps you to either drop a cube or unlock a door or something like that. Even looking at that alone you see the difference between like the older version, which is just a red button, right? With this one, you could tell like that's like a light under that button, and it's actually like glowing and everything like that. Like graphically, it looks amazing too, man. So my question to you, Paris, because look, Portal to me is an iconic game, one of my favorite games. I love Portal 2 also, right? I felt like that game is perfect for just the casual gamer because it's easy to play. It's one of those like you could take your time figuring it out and stuff like that, right? With this game. But is there any other games in the future that you would love to see kind of like a remix like this with the help with NVIDIA and everything like that in the future that you probably would like to see that in the future, man?
I mean, the obvious one is go do Portal 2. I mean, just let's just keep it going. I would love to see Portal 2 get the same treatment as well, because I mean, that is just simply one of the best games of all time that builds off this original here with Portal. So I would love to see Portal 2 get a Portal 2 RTX version of it. I mean, you know, it's hard to say other ones is like I said, because there's so many games. Like this is a 2007 game that they went back and did this to. So there's well over a decade. I mean, we're almost talking two decades worth of games that they potentially could look at and do this to, you know, change the light. You know what? Actually, I do have a game. I know a game I would love to see get this done. This is an older game, but I just think adding full ray tracing into it would just, like I said, damn near make it a brand new game. Two games now that I think about it. Mm-hmm. The first one would be Splinter Cell Chaos Theory. I would love to see that get some kind of path tracing in it. I just some of the night scenes and the light, just the different ways they could handle the shadows and the lighting in that would just be outstanding. Mm-hmm. Another one would be Batman Arkham Knight. I mean, I've messed around with that on the Xbox a lot, but I would love to see the PC version of Batman Arkham Knight get this full ray tracing treatment. I think that would be fantastic. And look, we already know this, and we've already talked about this with the launch of the 4090. I've already shown how ray tracing works in that. But could you imagine Cyberpunk 2077 going to this level of detail with their ray tracing? That would be just insane. And they're already coming with I shouldn't even call it insane. It's psycho settings for their ray tracing, which makes Night City just look phenomenal. But to go to that level of detail would just be unprecedented in a game like that. But there's so many out there. But I would say Portal 2 for sure. If you want another test scenario, Portal 2, just to continue this on with as phenomenal as that game was and just the different levels and scenarios outside of the test chambers that you have with that game, I would love to see some of the lighting and shadows in that as well.
Yo, you know which game, Paris, that I would love to see? That I'm in shock that you mentioned it, man. BioShock, the original BioShock.
Oh, yes. Yes,
the
absolutely.
Water,
yes.
The environment, oh, it would look amazing.
Yes.
Amazing. And actually, I know you mentioned cycle settings. I've been playing that a lot with Cyberpunk 2077. Actually, I've been playing a lot of that game lately, and I put it all max settings, and wow, it looks really, really beautiful, man. Really, really beautiful.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, BioShock, I'm trying to think of any other games besides that. That 2007 was a good year. Portal was one of the games, too, that came out during that time. And BioShock too. So I'm trying to think if there's any other games besides that stood out. Actually, I mean, now we're going to see a remix that's coming out now, a remake, I mean, of Dead Space. I think that would have been a good one too. Yeah, I think that is my top game, I think, in my opinion. But if you want to go like with puzzles and stuff like that, you know, Tetris Effect, Connected is a very graphical game that... I remember they were highlighting that game through the VR from PlayStation VR and everything like that. But I think that will be the perfect game also to get ray tracing too, in my opinion. So, yeah, stuff like that. So, is there anything else? Anything else you want to talk about, Paris, about this, man? Because I was going to ask you a question. So, I know you've been playing max settings. Not everybody could do max settings. Is there a in your opinion, that would be a good one for people to try out if like this is like their first time trying out ray tracing, like good settings for them to use?
Well, again, if you have a 40 series card, if you have a 4080 or you have a 4090, then mm-hmm. you know, this is obviously going to be one of those showcase games to show off the capabilities of DLSS 3, along with, you know, this full ray tracing, being able to enable that as well. So, yeah, I would definitely, again, as I said before, if you've not played Portal before, absolutely go pick this up. And even if you have and you want a game to kind of showcase what ray tracing can do, what this full ray tracing, this path tracing can do with gaming, absolutely go pick this up. Pick up this DLC for Portal. Play Portal RTX, show your friends, screenshots, videos, all that stuff. I think this is a fantastic game to be able to do this with. And I will say again, I'll let people find it on their own, but there is a secret menu. There are some secret codes out there to be able to change the look of these cubes. Two that you absolutely want to get is the lens cube and the digital cube. You want to see what path tracing can do with lighting and shadows? Find those codes. Enter those in the game. You won't be disappointed.
Yeah, definitely, man. Well, we're going to wrap it up here. We'd like to say thank you. Thank you to NVIDIA for helping us getting this set up, and also the sponsor and everything for this episode. And yeah, look, I think I'm going to go back and play Portal all over again, because it feels like I'm playing a brand new game. That's how it feels playing it again. So the graphic, it looks amazing. It plays, is very, very smooth, my experience so far. And yes, Paris, there was moments that I got stuck because I didn't know what to do. I'm like, man, it's been a while. But yeah, the game is overall, it's amazing. It's a classic. And I think this is, like, honestly, this is the perfect game to highlight ray tracing, in my opinion, because it's a very iconic game. And me playing it again, it feels like a brand new game. So yeah, I think this is a great move from NVIDIA's part.
Yeah, and let me say one last thing on here for people that do not have a 40 series card. If you have one of the 30 series cards, like even like as an example, an RTX 3060, you can play Portal RTX with DLSS 2, and you can get playable frame rates with this with full ray tracing enabled on here. Look, are you going to get the performance that you would see out of a 40 series card to be able to play at 1440p or 4K, 100 plus frames, things like that, that you'll get with DLSS 3? No, you won't. But if you want a playable experience, you can play, like, as an example, because I'm just looking at the chart right now.
Sure.
NVIDIA is telling us with an RTX 3060 at 1080p, 30 frames per second with DLSS 2, you can play Portal RTX with path tracing enabled. Or even if you have a 3080, you can play at 1080p 60 frames Portal RTX with DLSS 2 enabled. So it's not like the 30 series cards, you know, it's not like, all right, let's just throw those away and we can't use them. They are playable. You can play these games. Maybe you will have to lower the resolution, be able to achieve this full ray tracing, this path tracing in these games, but you can do it. But I will say again, and again, this is a sponsored segment. I want to be crystal clear on that. If you have a 40 series card with DLSS 3, like I said, I am achieving at 4K, max settings, full ray tracing enabled, 100 plus frames per second playing this game. And it is drop dead gorgeous playing it too. So highly recommend if you have one of the 4080 or 4090, definitely go check this out. But if you have a 30 series card, you can go check it out there too.
Definitely. All right, cool. Yeah, and for those that tried out for the first time, please let us know. I would love to hear your opinions about this. You know, send us a voicemail or email at fanmail@gamertagradio.com. That's fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Or give us a call, 76-273-7GTR. That's 76-273-7GTR. All right, we're going to wrap it up here. Everyone, thank you for listening to this special episode of Gamer Tag Radio here. Paris, anything else before we want to say anything before we wrap it up?
No, just again, want to thank NVIDIA for this opportunity to allow us to check out Portal RTX early. Again, just this whole process over the past couple months, being able to review the RTX 4090, review the RTX 4080, along with DLSS 3 has been fantastic. I hope, you know, our opinions, you know, on this, and just, you know, some of the footage and things that we've talked about with this has been helpful to people that are out there listening to this right now. And again, if you got any other questions, anything about any of this, obviously you can find us on social media. You can leave us a question here on the show. Be more than happy to help you with that and answer it as much as we can.
Absolutely. All right. Until next time, everyone, take care. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.